Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Today, we're going to be discussing radical acceptance. So many of us live in resistance of the present moment, and as a result of this, we struggle with unhappiness. And so much of our suffering occurs because we are not fully present and we are not practicing radical acceptance. So in today's podcast episode, I want to discuss what does it mean to be radically accepting? What does it mean to practice radical acceptance? What does it mean and what does it look like to live with radical acceptance? I'm going to be talking about barriers to living this way. We're going to discuss the benefits of living with radical acceptance. And finally, I'm going to offer some tips on how we can develop this life skill of living more accepting of reality and the present moment. So to begin, radical acceptance is a perspective on life that we adopt that realizes that what we are going through cannot be changed until we accept it, and whatever we are going through has a purpose. There's a purpose to our life experience that outlives how we feel in this immediate moment. So this perspective is a challenging one because instinctually we're going to want to avoid painful stimuli and difficult situations that seem unsafe and unpredictable. That being said, when we practice radical acceptance, we offer ourselves the best and most effective way of dealing with life situations and life difficulties. And not only that, we're able to use these experiences as opportunities for optimal growth and healing. Many of us live in a continuously resistant state, and most of the time we do not necessarily realize we're doing this. It's very instinctual. And some of the more subtle ways in which we resist life and resist accepting the present moment as it is are overthinking, controlling, denial of certain parts of ourself, denying certain truths, soothing our pain or addictive behaviors, and fantasizing or dissociating. So these are some of the ways in which we may not realize, but we are actually avoiding radically accepting reality as it is. So in childhood, as children, we are egocentric, and it's the nature of the ego to resist things that feel out of control and that don't align with its beliefs. So in childhood, we learn early and often that when we cry and we disrupt the flow of life, or we resist the flow of life, we will get our needs met. You may want to think of a baby crying for food. So this is the earliest manifestation of resistance that by doing so, it serves to get the attention of those who we need to get the attention of to meet our needs. So in this way, resistance is actually effective for survival. Now, this primitive way of being shows up continuously as a pattern as we grow up, and eventually we become adults who metaphorically cry, and through this resistance, we're going to get our needs met. And this metaphorical cry is, let's say, the controlling or manipulating or fight behavior that we think we need to have in order to meet our needs. So many people do not necessarily outgrow these primitive and these sort of immature childlike egoic ways of operating. So ideally, as we grow up, we outgrow the ego and the primitive ways of being, and then we identify with the soul, and the soul's way of showing up to life, which is the mature way, is quite different from the ego. The soul knows that it is one with the universe, and by going with the flow and not resisting and just accepting things as they come and letting them go as they leave is all it really needs to do to meet their needs in perfect timing. Now, most people, or many people, who, especially if we're injured, if we've gone through trauma, are going to have a difficult time outgrowing the ways of the ego, and as a result, they live in perpetual resistance of that which is of the present moment, and as a result of this, it causes extreme suffering. So pain in life is going to be inevitable. No one can go through life without pain. But pain that is resisted becomes suffering. So pain is not an option, is non-negotiable in life, but suffering is. And pain, in essence, is the experience of growth. And when we go with the flow of life, there will be pain, but this pain allows us to expand, to grow. So when we resist that process, we're making a choice to resist the pain that creates more pain, which we call suffering. So when we resist life, we try to control it, and we don't radically accept it as it is in this moment, we are going to suffer needlessly. Now, the irony of not accepting reality as it is that the more we resist it, the more that which we are trying to avoid is going to persist, the more it's going to stick around. So what we're doing when we are resisting something is that we're interrupting the flow of life, and the things that we are seeking to avoid are unable to leave our lives. Life, in essence, what comes can't come and then go out of our life and pass by us, so to speak, and as a result, it stays. So it's the very resisting of our pain that causes our life to become chaotic and break down and to manifest the very things that we're trying to avoid. So when we learn to let go and go with the flow, right, and accept life, whatever in whatever form that is, whatever good feelings, painful feelings, we just allow it to come. And specifically pain, we allow it to teach us what it needs to teach us. We learn from it. When we do learn from it, ultimately, it ceases to be painful. We learn the lesson, and then we no longer feel that pain. So if life is a teacher, and our pain and our life situation, our struggle is here to teach us, so when the lesson is over, the pain is going to go, it's going to cease, and what we are left with is the joy, the happiness, and fulfillment that comes from the growth. So resisting life only keeps this lesson at bay, and the longer it takes to learn the lesson, the longer it takes to move through this pain and get to the other side of it, which is happiness, growth, feelings of fulfillment, and joy. So resisting reality has a sort of idiocracy to it because the present moment, right now, is already here. So to resist this moment is to believe we can change something that already exists. So only when we do accept life as it is in this moment do we have a chance of working with it in a way that can change what life looks like in the next moment. So this moment, it's already here. It can't be changed. No amount of fighting it, resisting it, denying it will change it. It's only by accepting this present moment and experiencing it as it is, can we then make adjustments today in this now, in this moment, which will then influence the next moment, and in the next moment, which can be changed because it has not happened yet, and ultimately it can be influenced in the moment that we are in right now by accepting it. So the basis of all suffering is the idea that life as it is right now is bad, wrong, or not as it should be, as I wanted it, or as I expect it. So the more we do resist it, ultimately the harder it is to change the reality that we don't want to, that we don't like, that we don't want to accept, and that we are resisting. Now, the ego forms an identity from resisting. In essence, the more the ego says, I am this, the more we are trying to say, I am not that. So in essence, it forms an identity by resisting life, by resisting reality, and not going with the flow. It's almost like the ego gets stronger by not going with the flow, by resisting. The soul, on the other hand, doesn't need an identity, and therefore it has no issue surrendering to the unknown and to the present infinite moment, which really has no identity, so to speak. It has no egoic limited identity. Now, the ego gets a sort of a power trip on what it can resist and what it feels like it's controlling. The soul knows that nothing can be controlled except for the reaction that I have to reality. In essence, whether I want to accept it or not, that's my power, that's my choice. And I can either go with the flow or I cannot, but that's where my choice exists. Now, the soul is going to experience peace by going with the flow. And there really is no need to resist, fight, or attempt to control life because life can't be controlled. It can only be gone with the flow or not. We can only accept it or not. So in essence, life by itself in this moment is as it should be, and it is perfect as it is, and there really is nothing to change. And this is obviously the soul's perspective. So if I'm identified with the ego, I'm gonna have a hard time letting go. I'm gonna have a hard time going with the flow. But if I identify with the soul, then doing this is the soul's very nature. So chaos and the quote-unquote issues or problems that we have in life are really coming from the ego's inability to accept, go with the flow, be fully present, and live and surrender into the unknown. So the moment we can sort of let go of our ego identity, get present, go with the flow, and identify with our spirit, with our soul, with our authentic self, that's the moment that all suffering ceases. So to summarize, radical acceptance and letting go of resistance and being present in the moment essentially is the cheat code, so to speak, or the way out of suffering. Now, part of the reason why we resist reality and the present moment experience is because usually there's a part of ourselves that we have denied, rejected, abandoned, are ashamed of, and do not want to feel, we don't want to accept. Now, by rejecting this part of ourselves, we are resisting wholeness We're resisting ourselves in essence, and we're resisting life itself. We're resisting life on its terms. We're resisting and denying or rejecting the present moment. And this is the part of ourselves that I often refer to as the child within. So as we begin getting hurt in childhood, and as life continues and we get more and more hurt, we start to see vulnerability and intimacy and present moment awareness as unsafe. So we then protected ourselves by being less and less vulnerable, being less and less present, less and less accepting of parts of ourself that were going to get us injured or hurt. Radical acceptance, specifically on the healing journey, is about accepting these parts of ourselves as they show up and doing so with compassion, holding space for them, and being emotionally available or being present. Now, when this happens, we are able to then accept these neglected parts of ourself, and this creates wholeness. So the more we run and avoid this process, the more we avoid these parts of ourself, in essence, the more we run from these parts of ourself, the more we reject them, deny them, avoid them, abandon them, in essence, we are doing to ourself what was done early on, and ultimately, that's really how this pattern got set up. And the more we run and avoid, the longer we resist these parts of ourself, the longer we stay fragmented, disconnected from ourselves, from our authenticity, from our present moment experience, and ultimately, the more dis-ease and the more chaos our life becomes, the more chaotic our life becomes. Ultimately, the longer it takes to heal when this happens, and the longer we avoid wholeness, and the longer it takes for peace to be experienced to occur. So healing cannot happen if we are not radically accepting ourselves in this present moment, and as long as we are resisting painful triggers of our present moment experience, as long as we are denying parts of ourselves, then we are not fully whole, and as a result of that, the more we resist it, the less we accept it, the longer it takes to heal. So a person who is radically accepting the present moment, accepting themselves, and accepting life itself on its terms is someone who is fully in the flow of life. They trust their intuition, and they surrender to it, and they allow its guidance to lead them at all times. They surrender their ego to their higher self, and they live fully authentic and vulnerable in the present moment. They are not attached to outcomes, and they have no need to control. Like we mentioned earlier, there really is nothing to control. The only thing there is to do is to accept life on its terms and go with the flow. They trust themselves, they trust their universe or their higher self to meet their needs. So they're not trying to manipulate or control outcomes to get their needs met. They realize that their needs are met always. They let things come and go, and there's no they feel no need to attach to anything in fear. They have no interest or need in judging each moment as good or bad, since all moments are necessary for our growth, and as they are perfectly okay, and ultimately they are opportunities to learn and grow, and therefore they are innately good. So as a result of these things, they are completely at peace with themselves, and life becomes enjoyable and abundant, and it seems that abundance finds them just sporadically and effortlessly as a result of them fully accepting and going with the flow, because ultimately speaking, when we do go with the flow, life always works out the way it needs to be for our highest growth and for our deep happiness. So how could we become more radically accepting? How can we practice the life skill of radical acceptance to achieve this inner peace that I just mentioned? So the simple answer is to get out of our thinking mind and to stop identifying with our ego. So in essence, it's accepting life as it is and not as we wish it to be or think it needs to be or should be. It's accepting life on its terms and appreciating that life unfolds for our highest growth always, with no exceptions. It's paying attention to ways in which we resist life, or we reactively avoid life, and taking active steps to let go of those barriers or those resistances. It's having the courage to be vulnerable with life regardless of what we've gone through or how many painful experiences or wounds or how many times we've been hurt. In essence, this takes a ton of courage to do. It's having the faith that whatever we are experiencing right now, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how painful it is and how much, let's say, we don't want to experience it, it has a purpose outside of what we know right now. And quite possibly, it has a purpose outside of what we will ever know, but we trust that it is for our highest growth. So to finish off, here is the thing. If we do not accept reality and life as it is, we can't change it for the better. It's sort of the great irony of life. Acceptance equals change. So a lot of times we don't want to accept reality because we feel like if we accept reality, then we are accepting defeat. In essence, we feel like we are going to be accepting problems that we cannot change. But in reality, until we admit that we have a problem, we can't begin to identify this problem in order to then correct it. So when we avoid and resist reality and the present moment, We are not accepting life, and in many ways, we're not even accepting our lives and ourselves. And ultimately, you cannot change a problem unless you can admit that the problem is there, and then you have the humility to accept that we may not necessarily know how to solve the solution, or we feel, in essence, powerless to change our reality. But by doing so, we are then able to get the clarity we need because we can develop the inner peace, which comes through acceptance. And through that inner peace, we get the clarity of whatever guidance we need. The answer, in essence, usually reveals itself at that point. So if we want to heal, and if we are going to overcome trauma and abuse, we must admit and radically accept the powerlessness of our past, of childhood, the fact that we were helpless to protect ourselves from many of these things that we went through. And when we do accept life as it is today, we accept responsibility for the damage that we are in possession of today that's left over from trauma and abuse from early childhood, from the past, can we then heal? Can we then take the steps we need to change our reality? Only then, through acceptance, can we change reality in a way that allows our life, our next present moment, to be better, and only then can we truly move on. So this concept of radical acceptance is certainly not an easy thing, and it's a life skill that takes practice, but ultimately the first step is just to notice ways in which you are resisting and not accepting. To go with the flow of life is to make yourself quite vulnerable to life. And ultimately, life never lets us down. What let us down early childhood was not life. It was people, it was situations where we were not necessarily given permission to be ourselves. So when we go with the flow of life, we are brought to situations. Situations are brought to us. Parts of ourself are brought to us for healing. And when we continue to go with the flow, eventually we break through and we reach a place where we could appreciate the flow, because the flow starts to feel a lot better. And we start to really just experience fulfillment and joy. So my hopes to you, if you're listening to this podcast episode, is that you see ways in which you are resisting life and realize that life's not out to get you, but rather it's out to heal. And only by accepting life on its terms, by fully being present and accepting it without thinking about it, judging it, or ultimately resisting it, can we truly experience the healing that comes through radical acceptance. Thank you all so very much for joining me for today's episode. Until next time, all the best.